Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Happy Monday. I just got to say this. Did you hear that, friends? The mainstream media and their useful idiots want you to believe that. 70% of the American people trust the media and the state to deliver up the people's votes. Can you make it up? I mean, it's like one of the biggest topics in the United States, but what are they doing? They're trying to play it down like it's not a threat. What are they doing? They're throwing out false polling out once again. But again, consider the source, John 8:44. And what do you find? Ephesians 4:14 as well. What do you find? Them trying to play it down. What are they playing down? Well, they don't want you to know that people are up in arms across the United States of America concerning the voting. And the false voting taking place across this country. It's called voter fraud. Remember what Joseph Stalin said, friends? It doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. They want you to believe that everything is under control. Isn't it interesting with all the voter fraud taking place in the United States of America? And it's come to the surface. The American people are aware of it in a big way across the United States of America. Isn't it interesting that that would be the one thing that they would try to play down? Of course. Because they want you to go back to sleep. Matthew 13:25. See, while men sleep, the enemy sows tares. And this is what they want you to do with your eyes open. Folks, we got to wake up to what's going on here. Isn't it also interesting that it's the mainstream media that delivers up the finals when it comes to the voting? You have to go to the mainstream media, friends, every step of the way. These are the ones lying to you, friends. And we know they're lying to us. I mean, look at, again, the disgraceful and treasonous Joe Biden in the People's White House. Oh, did I show you this? I'm about ready to show you this because you need to see it. And I'm going to keep it down to a minimal because they actually say some things in their expletives that shouldn't be in there. But this is one of a couple of them that are brand new, that are being played across the United States of America, and the whole arena. 75,000 people are saying what? Expletive Joe. Expletive Joe. Check this out if you're on social media platforms. You get what they're saying, right? This is what the people are saying across the United States of America. This is the voice that they don't want you to hear, but they want you to trust, friends, that they've got everything in control. They've got everything in hand, friends. It's all taken care of. Don't worry about it. Just trust us. The same people that have lied to you for decades are saying to you, just trust us. Come to us for the results of voter fraud. This is what they're telling you. And they want you to take them for face value. Shame upon the people that do so, friends. I am embarrassed, to say the least, concerning what I see happening in this country. I want to say to all the people in the United States of America that are standing up and shouting down through a revolutionary war cry concerning the likes of a Joe Biden, treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. You know what? Good job. At least you're awake, right? But it's going to take a little bit more than just you calling him names. And as I've said so many times before, you can call him all the names that you want to call him. The fact of the matter is, friends, the joke is on you. They don't care that you sit back and call him names. No, he's still in the people's White House. And that's what they count on. They count on the fact that you're going to let him remain no matter what he does. And so far, they've been right. Isn't that true? So far, they have been right. Folks, the mainstream media does nothing on so many different fronts concerning that which adds to our country. Have you ever heard the mainstream media make reference to the fact that we are ruled by law in this country as a constitutional republic? Number one, nope, they always report and promulgate just the exact opposite, that we're a democracy, when in fact we are not. Article 4, Section 4. Have you ever heard the mainstream media or the conservative talking heads of the day ever make reference to the law that condemns the crime? I didn't think so. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, do so. Oh, by the way, I want to show this to you, too, on social media platforms. Here's another conservative of the day, and she's proud. Her name is Liz Wheeler, and look what she is doing. She's taking, she put in a little post here. Can you believe who I just got done talking to? Who? Appeaser Ted Cruz. This is a talking head, a conservative talking head. She says some good things, man. But I'm telling you what, it's amazing to me that they don't understand that the corrupt fruit that they speak of and highlight concerning magnifying their crimes against we the people in a different way, friends. They never go that far, of course. Romans 3:20. Isn't it interesting? The fruit's hanging from Ted Cruz, but she can't see that he's a great American appeaser. And this is the best that the American people have. These people, they're all across the boards, and what are they doing? They're crawling across and around the seat of power. And who is at the seat of power, friends? Those that are responsible for corrupting and destroying your country on so many different levels. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com website. Go to the right side of the page. Go ahead and join us on social media platforms right there on the right. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you're on Facebook right now, folks, you can see how they're censoring us heavily. And there's a reason for that. Just tune in for a couple more minutes if you still need some more information to understand why they're doing that. But we're right on the right side of the page there. Also, when you go to the top of the page on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, also notice it says Sons of Liberty Radio Live. If you're on Facebook right now, go over and subscribe to that page. You can get a live feed even now, on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. Also, I wanted to let you know you can jump over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we've got much to cover here. We really do. And I'm just going to take you line upon line, giving you information that the mainstream media, again, means to withhold. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We're going to be faithful witnesses that deliver souls as the Word of God declares unto us, as we declare it unto you. Again, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I'm on social media platforms right now. I just love this. Just because I get the opportunity to pull the rug from the ignorance that's displayed through so many people. We have Paul on social media platforms right now. I was just highlighting the fact that we have another conservative, yesterday's liberal, that was taking a picture with none other than the great American appeaser, Ted Cruz. His wife's a globalist. He's a globalist. He's got five offices across the United States of America. He makes $174,400 every year, and he does fundraisers every opportunity he gets. He's worth, his net value right now, at least what's reported, is $3 to $4 million. And Paul wants us all to know, friends, 154 cities across the country, he wants us to know, just work with what we have. I mean, let's work with what we have, who we are at least on the right track. On the right track. Matthew 5:13 tells us that if they've lost their savor, they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. What do they do, Paul? I would love for you to call in and tell me what they have done and how it is that they're on the right track. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Paul said, we need to just work with them. I mean, at least they're on the right track. Don't attack guys like Cruz and those who at least are standing up to the Marxists. These guys are transitioning more every year. Paul, we need you to call us and educate us, please, to say the least. I need you to set me straight on this because, you know, according to you, I stand corrected on so many different fronts. I want to ask you a question, Paul. What is it that they have done concerning the fruit that they have borne? Where's the fruit? Number one, Matthew 7:16. Okay, where is that at? Did he or did he not promise to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, with his hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that he would do so? Where has he done that besides magnify the crimes of what you call the Marxists, Paul? I'm just curious. Where's the justice, Paul? want to know where is that at? Because justice guards our liberty, and guess what, Paulie? We ain't getting no justice, and guess what we're losing day by day? Well, we got Ted Cruz and the likes magnifying the crimes of those that they fail to deal with lawfully because they're supposed to uphold the law. Article 2, Section 3 says that they're to faithfully execute the laws found within, right? And first and foremost, that's according to Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause, Paul, the law. Not their favorite unconstitutional party affiliation, Paul. Just want to make sure you all understand what we're talking about here before Paul so boldly calls in. Okay, because I'm waiting for you still, Paul. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I mean, folks, you just can't make this up. This is the best that you have. You have a conservative talking head, Liz Wheeler, posting, guess who I just talked to? Folks, they're starstruck by the clowns in the circus of politics. They truly are. They're all clamoring around, folks. The seat of power is what they're doing. And they're being sold out by these Judases, and yet we have the likes of a Paul telling us we need to just quit. Well, you know, let's just work with them. They're the best we have. No, they're not. We the people are the government. Under Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we are the best that we have. Okay? The Bible is clear, Matthew 12:30, that he that is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad, is what it tells us. Okay. Also keep in mind, it tells us in Mark 8:15, it says that we are to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, that is the corrupt doctrine of government, and we are to beware of the corrupt doctrine of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. Apparently, our friend Paul must be capitulating right now. Apparently, Paul has his tail stuck between his legs right now because we still haven't received the phone call from Paul to set us straight, or at least me straight. But we do have Wes calling in right now from Indiana. I think this is probably going to be a friendly phone call, but we'll see you in just a couple seconds here. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that introduction very much. I just wanted to call and let you know, I am unable to, correspond with you or send a message to you because Facebook nailed me again today, the fifth time in Facebook jail. You know why? Because this morning I viewed a picture of Joe Biden, some other guy, and then some dude dressed in little brief shorts. Yeah. And I made a comment that I've already spoken with your screener about. He said I shouldn't say that on air, and I won't. But to the extent of what is all this blankety blank about? And they banned me 30 yeah. days.
Yeah.
In jail. Well, yeah. Well, speaking my mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, no, actually what you need to understand, and I'm sure that you do, Wes, but I'm speaking to the other listeners, because I know that you listen to the show. Facebook is a subversive organization to American government. In other words, what they're doing is illegally censoring free speech here on the platform. Our laws condemn the very things that you've seen. We have lawful speech. Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We're speaking lawfully here while we're condemning that which they mean to subversively promote, which is against our laws.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Of course you are. And I understand that, and I appreciate that. I also want to back you up as far as, about these people. There is no logic in dealing with, like, the likes of Ted Cruz or people of that nature. They just have proven themselves to be completely false,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Oh, well, but they are. They are. They're worthless.
That just drives me nuts. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
I appreciate it.
You allowed me to say my piece, and I kept my words, trimmed down. I'm sure you know where I was coming from with the F word I was going to throw out there, but not the F bomb, the F word.
Yep.
About what is this silliness about? You know,
yeah.
I just don't understand, sir. But thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Wes. We appreciate you, man. And just for a reminder for everybody that's online right now, if there's any censorship going on, it's not us. Just for the record, it's not us. 1-866-582-9933. Want to go over to this really quick? Need to show you some more information. Guess what? The mainstream media is highlighting our friend Ron DeSantis again. And he's touting progress. Isn't it interesting how he's aggrandizing all this attention to himself? Why? Because he's throwing his hat in as the next president of the United States, along with Kristi Noem. Okay? Now just hang on to Kristi Noem. It's being reported right now by the mainstream media, that, namely NBC, that Florida leads U.S. in lowest COVID cases. Isn't that interesting? You guys want to watch this? Just remember, it's all propaganda, because I'm going to show you otherwise in just a moment. Check this one out, guys.
Tonight, for a state that was once the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic in America, a glimmer of hope.
Florida has the lowest COVID infection rate, case rate and infection rate, or COVID estim, in the country.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis touting his state's progress despite repeated and adamant resistance to mask and vaccine mandates.
Hey, I got a question for everybody. Anybody that knows the law here. When I read the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, I'm just kind of curious. Why do all these governors, why are they putting up false pretenses that they're going to sue the federal government for mandating masks, for mandating vaccinations, when we have the 10th Amendment? And I've shared with you before in the past, and I share with you again today, friends, the federal government is a creature, or not a creature, but it is actually been created by the states. The federal government did not create the states. The states created the federal government. And we have the 10th Amendment, and the 10th Amendment tells us that the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. I don't understand, folks. I'm telling you, all of this vaccine, the states that are suing the federal government, I want to let you know this, they don't need to do any of that. This is all nothing more than smoke and mirrors to, again, lead you to believe that the states, the governors of the states that went along with all of this plandemic, are somehow now standing up for the people and defending themselves against the federal government. Folks, again, the burden of proof is on them, number one. And number two, they don't need to file lawsuits. They need to just make reference to the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights and saying no to that of the federal government. This is all false pretenses. Understand? I just wanted to make sure everybody's with me on the same page. Check this
new
out.
New cases in Florida, down a staggering 90%
nobody
since
keeps
August.
This pandemic
now,
alive more than the mainstream media.
But Dr. Abram Behrens, president of the Broward County Medical Association, says it's premature for the governor to take a victory lap.
I don't believe Governor DeSantis can claim victory for anything. Any position that has been dealing
okay,
with...
Okay, so we see a little of the clowns in the circus of politics again. I want to come right back and show you again what he's responsible for before we get to our main topic here, okay? Cool. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Cancellations continue in what is supposed to be the friendly skies. American Airlines canceling hundreds of more flights on Monday. The flight tracking website FlightAware.com showing more than 300 flights canceled and well over 70 delayed. That's a big improvement from the weekend when more than 1,000 flights were canceled.
I looked at my phone like 10, 20 minutes before and yeah, it just got canceled out of nowhere.
About when you have hours of uncertainty, hours of not knowing when you're going to stay, hours of waiting to get your bags back when you've already checked them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage won't get him to support President Biden's social spending bill. Manchin saying he wants to understand how the larger bill impacts Americans and the economy. USA Radio News. We only have a brief window left in the fight against climate change. That's according to President Biden, who is in Scotland speaking at the International Climate Summit. The president pushing other countries to move toward renewable energies amid a surge in energy costs.
High energy prices only reinforce the urgent need to diversify sources, double down on clean energy development, and adapt promising new clean energy technologies so we can not only we don't remain overly reliant on one source of power.
Critics argue President Biden's energy policies, like canceling construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, contributed to higher prices for gas and oil. The name of the three women who died after their vehicle was struck by a train in South Carolina are being released. The Charleston County coroner saying the victims are from Syracuse, New York, and from North Charleston, South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just highlighting the fact, friends, that Florida, the mainstream media, is putting up Rick DeSantis as the great fighter and defender of freedom in the United States. And it's reporting that Florida leads U.S. in lowest COVID cases. Keep in mind, nobody's keeping this plandemic alive more than the mainstream media and its special interest clowns in the circus of politics. By the way, that have sold to you what it is that they themselves don't even believe. I'm about ready to show you that in just a couple minutes here as well. But let's finish off with that of none other than Governor Ron DeSantis, because he is not who he wants you to believe that he is, as the show goes on, right? I highlighted the fact that the mainstream media is selling him as the one that's defying all of this federal corruption. And it's interesting to note the opposite is true. I mean, it's just if you take the 5 minutes to know for yourself the truth of the matter, you can almost 99 point, if not 100% of the time, look at them and say, wait a second, I'm going to check out what he just said. And then you're going to pull the curtain back and find out just the opposite is true. Isaiah 5:20, that's exactly what this is. Hey, friends. Don't forget about the bill that they sold to you, friends, back in 2006, and where they can literally, they signed on to bills, both Abbott and that of DeSantis, Texas, and that of Florida, where they can basically take people through administrative law, unconstitutional though it is, they've given authority over, and it's a pretended authority, over to that of the Department of Health in Florida to quarantine at will. Did you hear what I said? To quarantine at will. So how they're putting them up and what they are responsible for doing are two different stories. If you look at this right now or right here, you can go ahead and check out Florida Senate Bill, which was passed in 2006, and you can go ahead and see exactly what's going on with these forced vaccinations, which is by any means necessary through totalitarian methods. And it's exactly what it is, and it's exactly what they've been doing. And I'm sorry about that, but it's SB 2006. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law SB 2006. It allows law enforcement to forcibly vaccinate its citizens as well as lock them away in quarantine at the direction of state health officers. Just so you know what the mainstream media and the what they're telling you and what they're really responsible for are two different stories. Okay. Now what I want to show you really quick while I'm thinking about it is another one, a part of that pack is none other than, Kristi Noem from South Dakota. A lot of people on a national level think that she's a good human being. No, the fact of the matter is she's not good. There's nothing good about her, friends. She's putting herself up as if she's there for the people. Again, when we pull the curtain back, what do we find out? We find out just the exact opposite is true. Last week, we had Jordan Mason on, who was inside of government in South Dakota. He shared with us that the governor sold herself to the American people as one that was not responsible for locking down the state. You can watch the videos. They're easy to access. With that said, friends, if you're on social media platforms, why don't you go ahead and look at the bottom there. Is that signed Kristi Noem? And if you want to see it, friends, please go over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page and or Before It's News top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, or go over to beforeitsnews.com on social media platforms. I have right in front of me the documentation where the state of South Dakota and the officer of the governor signed an executive order 2020, she signed an executive order. Now, keep in mind, we've done shows on this as well, that executive orders are null and void if they stand in contrast to that of the United States Constitution. This is another one of those that stands in stark contrast to the United States Constitution. She has no right in doing so in what she did. Now, what I want you to see really quick before we get to our main topic is I want you to see this report, and I want you, again, to understand how the mainstream media has sold you, Kristi Noem from South Dakota, because the American people, again, somehow or another, believe that she is a freedom fighter, just like DeSantis, just like that of now the governor of Alabama and Abbott from Texas, just so you know. Okay? Now, here's the fruit that I want you to see. Listen carefully, and I'm only going to play like 30 seconds of this. Check this out.
For this video, we're going to start in the past, specifically the year that now seems so long ago, 2010, the year Kristi Noem was first elected to Congress. She was to go against incumbent Democrat Stephanie Herseth Sandlin. South Dakota was a different state then. We were a different country then, a less polarized one, and what followed was a gruesome campaign that saw Noem targeted for a number of things, including her getting 20 speeding tickets, multiple stop-sided seatbelt violations, 6 notices for failing to appear in court, and 6 arrest warrants. Quite a shocking record, actually. Sandlin was also attacked by Noem for an alleged...
Oh, my goodness. Now, did you just all hear that? Kristi Noem had 20
stop-sided seatbelt violations, 6 notices for failing to appear in court, and 6 arrest warrants.
Whoa, wait a second. Did I hear that right? Kristi Noem, before getting involved into politics, and there's more information, friends, but we need to confirm it before we share it with you. She's responsible. Kristi Noem from South Dakota, the governor. They sold you, Kristi Noem, as a person that is out there fighting for the people. Okay, as a representative. That's what they're all supposed to do, by the way. Okay, 20 speeding tickets Kristi Noem is responsible for. 20 speeding tickets. She's a transgressor, right? Multiple stop sign and seatbelt violations. She's lawless, okay? 6 notices for failing to appear in court. This is Kristi Noem from South Dakota that everybody believes somehow or another is a good governor. You need to redefine good, but that may be your definition in the revised watered-down versions of the new dictionaries. You must go back to that of Webster's 1828 to understand what good is. Okay? God is good. Kristi Noem, 20 speeding tickets, multiple stop sign and seat belt violations. This is good, according to some people. 6 notices for failing to appear in court. Okay. What's wrong with America? The definition of good has been torn down, redefined, revised. 6 arrest warrants for Kristi Noem before she got involved in politics, and somehow or another we've been sold that she is a good governor? Oh my goodness. Can you make it up? No, you can't make it up. You just can't make it up. But this is how, let me just say it for what it is. This is how stupid the American people have become. This is the reflection of the American people. What you, Joe Biden, is a prime example of what the American people will put up with. He is a prime example. So is DeSantis. So is the governor from Alabama. Same folks all across the board, because not a one of them stood up against the pandemic. And let me remind you, as I've shared with you a couple times over the last week, not one said representative has brought up or brought forth the articles of impeachment against Biden. Okay, so redefine good, because Jesus himself even said of himself, good, there's none good but God. Okay, we better hold to the word in these times, friends, because if we don't, we're going to get in trouble. In just a moment, we're going to talk about the globalists don't even believe what it is that they are selling to you. I've done this locally, where the politicians across the United States of America that were selling fear were on vacation in the tropics. They were on vacation going from Denver over to Mississippi to spend time with their families. We caught them on hot mic saying political theater over in Pennsylvania. We caught signers for deaf people, you know, in Michigan saying, I got to put up false pretenses now. I got to put the face mask on. Well, what about the globalists? Oh, just a second, friends. Not only do I have the audio, but I have the video. They're selling you what it is that they themselves don't even believe. Oh, this is why it's been said by Edmund Burke, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. I'm going to take Lori from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Lori?
Hey, Bradley. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
First, I want to say I found myself kind of irritated that the show had to cover this type of topic where you have to point out the bad fruit to everybody because they're not pointing it out themselves. I long for the day that your show consistently is talking about all the people and the good they're doing and the justice they're enforcing. People need to stop focusing on the crimes themselves and start focusing on the people and carrying out the justice that God commands to us. It's something you say all the time, but I just felt like I wanted to reinforce that.
Well, I appreciate that. Remember John the Baptist, the greatest prophet born of women? Isn't it interesting how in Luke 3, the first thing that he had said to the religious hypocrites, he called them generation of snakes, vipers. Yep. And then he said, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Nobody took the time to point the finger at them, that they were the ones that were responsible for what was going on in their own backyard. I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm going to be a faithful witness. Then he said, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance. And then he said, it's time to lay the axe unto the root of the trees. And then he said, every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. This is what I say. My actions are good. Actions speak a lot louder than words. And what I'm doing is I'm taking the responsibility, like the Word of God tells me, Lori, and I'm saying this as with my hand on your shoulder. It's interesting that I've been doing nothing but fighting against and rebuilding the waste places, Isaiah 58, verse 12, concerning what the bad guys have tore down, as we're pointing them out and showing the people why and asking the question, why are you suffering their abuses? We're working behind the scenes over the last 23 years to right their wrongs. So we're doing, which speaks a lot louder than words, as we're showing the people it's time to quit suffering their abuses and do the same thing. I'll give you the last word. Amen.
To reinforce that you're doing that, you've taught me to do that, and that's where
I
don't
know. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just want to share some information with those that are too timid or cowardly to call in. Read Revelation 21, verse 8 when you get a moment, because they're the first ones to go to judgment. Also read Hebrews 9:27, and I'm speaking to those that are too cowardly. But I just had to say this. John said, okay, he said, the perfection you are evidently expecting from the best choices we have to choose from our political leaders is a bit trivial. That's what he said. A bit trivial. Okay. At least, really, traffic violations being compared to Biden, Schumer, Pelosi. No, John, I don't know what planet you're in or on. I don't know when you came in on the show, but you just took that out and misconstrued everything in parts, just like the mainstream media. Who do you work for? Do you work for ABC, NBC, MSNBC? Which one, useful idiot? Because you sound just like one. You really do. If you'd like to prove what you're saying, go ahead and give us a call because you missed the point. 1-866-582-9933. John says the perfection you are evidently expecting from us. I want to tell you something. The perfection that's expected of us is not to be adhered to or set at a level where it is our politicians. No, Jesus Christ is the standard. And when you look at Deuteronomy 18:13, which is the Old Testament, which Jesus fulfilled, the Lord said in 18:13 of Deuteronomy, "Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God." It's interesting how so many can try to justify the unjustifiable concerning the choices that they make. Let me say it this way. If you have the dispensation to make the bad choices, you also have the dispensation to make the good choices. So you want to take some of the bad and some of the good and, well, make your own version of who Jesus Christ is and think you're going to heaven. I'm here to tell you it's a violation of number two, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin. You either take heed to the Word of God or you don't. And for those that try to excuse themselves from the Word of God, it shows you what spirit they're born of. You're of the Father, you're devil, the devil, okay? That's who your daddy is. When you're born of the Spirit, you seek out perfection. The Lord said, "Be holy as I am holy," and you do that out of gratitude. To whom much is forgiven, loves much, right? To little forgiven, to those that have been forgiven little, well, they loveth little. Well, I'm one of those that understands the grace of God, and my life was not how bad I was, but how good Jesus Christ is. And because I'm thankful for what he did for me on the cross of Calvary, in bleeding Calvary red with his blood to wash me from my sins, Revelation 1:5, I'll tell you what, that's what I seek. I seek to be just like him. And the Bible says to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill thereof. But I guess, and I bet, John probably thinks that he's a Christian and that he's going to heaven as well, right? Well, who are you to judge? I'm not a judge, and I'm not the standard, but I am giving you the judge's word, and I would strongly suggest, Johnny, that you take the time to do the same thing. And if you want a sincere answer next time, at least be man enough to say it rather than to hide behind some little post on Facebook or a social media platform. People are sick and tired of cowards such as yourself. For real, okay? That was a real nice way of saying it. If you want to call in, you're more than welcome to do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do, I want to get over to this again. And this is basically the highlight of the show. And I want you to see this. There was more stuff we could have covered. I'll probably get to some of that tomorrow. But I want you to see this. It's interesting. And again, here you get in this idolatry inserted into this conversation with these people as well. But the fact of the matter is it was reported on Red Voice Media. Savvy Trump supporter catches something very interesting in the official Group 20 photo. Okay? Well, if you look at I'll just scroll down here a little bit on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, subscribe to the page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. In 2018, forgive me, 3 years ago, on Argentina, it was Donald Trump right in the front. And one of these geniuses, one of these Trump supporters, found that Joe Biden was on the left side. The left side of the picture. Wow. What does Romans 1:22 say, folks? It says, professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Fools. Ah. Okay. Anyways. By the way, Lori from Michigan, I didn't mean to cut you off. That was a hard break. Do forgive me. And I wish I could share the good news. And you know what? I'm trying to show the people that what these people are doing is destroying their country, that they're attacking their God-given rights, they're attacking the foundations of their country, and they're handing them over. But when you look at it through scriptural eyes, what do you see? And through the scriptures, you see that these are God's judgments driving them to the foot of the cross. And either they're going to go to Jesus Christ, or they're going to be destroyed. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Let's get back to these world leaders at the G20. Oh, and I got something to show you there, too, now that I think about it. I mean, I've got so much to cover here, folks, but I do want you to see this one, too, because this is just reported that the G20, the meeting with all the world leaders, they want you to believe, those that are selling you out, they want you to believe that somehow or another they're there for the people. Well, it was just reported, it's an absolute evil. This is Trib 24-7 is the outlet. Trib 24-7, absolutely evil, the meeting. And it's being reported, friends, that they will push forth the jab at all costs necessary. At all costs necessary. Okay? And the whole COVID thing is a fakery. And I'm ready to show you once again. I've done this in the past, and I'll do it again. These are the world leaders that they want you to believe serve the people. See the theater here, friends? See when the pictures, when the photo ops were all over with, notice them taking off their masks? Yep, just like Fauci. Yep, just like all of those said representatives that I've highlighted over the last almost 2 years across the United States of America. Folks, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. You heard, by the way, during the break, did you hear about the prison system and how the people, it's getting harder for them to get people to work in the prison system? And then you heard simultaneously a commercial after that, and it was broken up in one segment, in between one segment. Did you notice then they started to talk about the airlines and all the airlines that were canceled? Folks, it's not because of the working conditions the way they want you to believe it's about. No, it's because of all the people that have walked off the job. It's all the people that have walked off the job. Do not believe a thing that they have to say. Now what I want to do is I want you to see this one. This is two world leaders. This is Merkel. I think this is the granddaughter of Adolf Hitler over in Germany. She was the one that slapped her own flag, and she said that Germany belongs to Islam. I kid you negative. And then we have the French prime minister, who has sold out his people, too. I wonder how long this is going to go before the people in France have another revolution. I'm not kidding you, but I ask the same thing to the American people. How much longer are you going to tolerate this? How much longer are you going to give them and aid them and abet them and giving them time to destroy you and your country? Because that's really what this is coming down to. And we have been under attack for a long time. We're in a revolution right now. And you're seeing these people create the chaos to try to bring in a new order. I want you to see this. These are the two world leaders, one from Germany and one from France. Now, look what she's doing, friends, in front of the people. She's putting her mask on. Now, watch what happens when she goes behind the closed doors. Watch this carefully. What does she do? She takes her mask off right when she walks in. Right when she walks in. You're allowing these devils to continuously attack us on a global basis. Now, here's the French prime minister. This is at the G20. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is the globalists don't even believe what it is that they are selling. And it's being told to us in the America here, in the States here, that what's going on at the G20 has nothing to do with COVID, but it has everything in the world to do with making sure that everybody gets the vaccinations. So what happened with that guy, folks? What did he do? He took his mask off. What did Merkel do? She took off her mask. What did the globalists do, friends? They took off their masks. Here's a group shot of all the world leaders at the end of the meeting. How is it that America, you still don't understand what's going on here? What is it that you don't get? Do you see a one of them at the G20? Do you see a one of them outside, hanging outside together with a mask on? Do you see them standing 6 feet apart? No, absolutely you don't. Folks, they don't believe what it is that many in this country believe. I want you to think about that, okay? Look at this, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. Folks, I want to say it one more time. What they're selling you, they don't even believe it. They don't even believe it. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.